98.3 The Coast, today's Best Mix. I'm Zach, and I'm here with Dr. Downs from the Center PC in Mishawaka. It's really exciting to have you here because we've been hearing so much about you and what you do based on your visit at Totally You Tuesday in the past at Coach's Bar and Grill. But now, there's a bunch of great things that you have coming up, including a spring fling, which we'll get into in just a moment. But what is the Center PC? What are you guys all about?
Oh, you know, we named ourselves the Center PC because we just want to be the center of the universe. No, the Center PC is kind of, it's the way to think about this in terms of the center is that it's very hard to describe because we offer more than just one service. For instance, so we describe ourselves as a full service plastic surgery practice. So we have the surgical side of things where we do a large amount of cosmetic surgery as well as some reconstructive surgeries as well. And we run the whole gamut there. And then there's the non-surgical side. And that's the med spa, center yourself. We also have now gotten into what we call anti-aging services. So we do bioidentical hormone replacement. We do diet or weight management. We have a couple of other exciting things we're bringing on for anti-aging as well, such as platelet-rich plasma or stem cell that will help rejuvenate hair and help make the skin more youthful. So we have a whole gamut of things that we do on a non-surgical side because the non-surgical side actually, in terms of growth across the country, is huge because technology marches forward and we can do so much now that without surgery that we could do, say, even 10 years ago.
And that's why you want to invite folks, I'm sure, to come see and hear about all the different services and products and actually the technology
exactly.
on display at the office. So tell us about Spring Fling.
So Spring Fling is our signature event. And we started this about 5 years ago. Now, we've always had little open houses here and there, but we decided to formalize it into what we call Spring Fling. And what we do there is we basically put on display all of our services that we have to offer at the Center PC, highlighting Center Yourself, which is our med spa. Mm-hmm. So we've grown, actually. We started doing it in the lobby of our office, and then we moved out into the hallway. We're located on the campus of St. Joe Regional Medical Center here in Mishawaka. And we then expanded out to their courtyard, and finally they said, guys, you know, it's way too big. So we moved it off-site. So we're at the Gillespie Conference Center there at the Hilton Garden Inn, which is on 933 North, easy to get to. Right there in South Bend, and it's a bigger area. And so in that space, we do lots of fun things. So we're going to display all of our services there. You can come in, talk to people, touch, talk, feel. You know, we have tarot card readers if you're interested in that. It's just a fun time. We have wine, food, a photo booth. We have massage. We have a massage school coming in, so if you want to get neck and shoulder massage. So there's a lot of cool things to do, plus educate yourself, and most importantly, a lot of our products that we have are on discounted sale there. So you can go in and look at our products that we offer at the Center Yourself and even the services. So, for instance, we do injectables and fillers and Botox and things along those lines, and those will be discounted at Spring Fling. So we've really grown to this. So we have, over the course of about 4 hours, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we have several thousand people come through, and really it's a lot of fun. So that's our signature event, and it's this Thursday.
And it's pretty easy to get signed up to be able to be there, right?
Right. It's simple as getting on our website. I mean, we want to have an idea of how many people are coming, so we ask that you RSVP if you plan on coming. So we have on our website, you can get on thecenterpc.com, and you can RSVP for Spring Fling. We're going to have music there. We have demonstrations. We have a stage where you can see live demonstrations for injectables, ask questions. It's really an educational event, but it's a really fun event, and it's turned into a really, it's really turned into quite something, really, for us, and we enjoy it, and our patients and our clients who give us the feedback love it as well.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't because it's filled with so much education, and I think that was the key to when you guys were at Totally You Tuesday, and we talked a lot about things people had questions on. They often got a lot of those answers right there that night. And a lot of that sounds like it's going to happen here too. And even if it's not you giving the answers out, you have a whole team, an army, if you will, of people who will be able to do that work, even with the thousands that come in.
Yeah.
Right?
We, our whole staff goes, and everybody, and our staff's really knowledgeable. So they can answer it. And if they can't answer the question, they'll find me or somebody, my partner, Pat Viscardi, who will answer those questions. There'll be actual areas there where you can go in and get like mini consults.
Ooh.
To see if that's going to even be, you know, something, if you're going down the right road. For instance, some people think, oh, well, I need a facelift. Well, maybe, but let's talk to somebody who can maybe guide you, say, you know, maybe you want to look at the non-surgical side of things. You could probably do well there. So, you know, there will be some guidance there in terms of what you're looking at, because sometimes it can be overwhelming. You go in and you see all these products and you do, where do I go? How do I get guidance? And our staff will be there to do that.
And what's the website address one more time?
It's thecenterpc.com. And center is spelled the British way, CENTREPC.com. But if you misspell it, you'll still get it.
98.3 The Coast, today's best mix. And Zach here with Dr. Downs from the Center PC in Mishawaka. And we want to make sure that you have all the best information about the great things that the Center PC has to offer. So we're putting this special podcast together in addition to all the information about the spring fling that is coming up. But we want to tell you a little bit more about the Center PC so that you really know all the amazing services and products and the continual education and enhancement that you guys are doing to the business to make sure that you're always up to date on technology and going the places where people are asking you to go with your service. And so one of the things that I'm sure a lot of women and men likely ask is, what's the difference between a medical spa versus just a spa? Because there are a lot of spas around, but medical spa, a little bit different.
Exactly. And this is a point that's misunderstood across the country. Medical spas and spas are completely different. A medical spa is a area, basically, where you're going to get medical services. These are medical grade services that have to be overseen by a licensed professional. And it's not a spa where you're going in or you're just getting facials or massages or nice things like that. So, and there's many practices that offer these medical grade services, and they don't call it a spa. We at the Center PC, and this gets a little confusing because we are a medical spa. So not only are you going to be able to get those medical services, but we also have the spa services. So we call it a medical spa. But these are services that are done inside of a plastic surgery practice. For instance, injectables. There's fillers. There's different types of injectables. There's filler, different types of fillers that we can put in the face or different parts of the body, anywhere from your own fat all the way up to hyaluronic acid or gel type fillers, or even beyond that. And then there's Botox or there's different. Botox is like Kleenex. You know, we like, give me a Kleenex, but it's a tissue. Botox is a brand name for a botulinum toxin A, and there's different brand names of that as well. So we offer that. These are injectable services. So for instance, you don't want somebody who's not trained or licensed to be putting a needle in your face.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are the, because they have side effects, and there's things that would have to be treated if they go wrong. Now, you're typically not allergic to these things, but in an untrained hand, it can be very dangerous. There's vessels, there's anatomy in your face that has to be respected to be able to get the best results possible in the safest way. So you want to be very, very careful when you go into a med spa, for instance. Who's doing that? It has to be a licensed professional. For instance, in the state of Indiana, if you're going to do injectables, you have to be a nurse practitioner, or a physician. So you shouldn't be going in and having an esthetician or somebody that's less trained inject your face. Same thing goes with for lasers. There are very strict guidelines in terms of who fires a laser. In the state of Indiana, that is a medical treatment. It has side effects. It's dangerous if in the wrong hands, and needs to be regulated. So at Center Yourself, we make sure that we are doing this the safest way possible. So we can not only offer you those services, but we know that the person delivering those services is not only licensed to do it, qualified to do it, but even more importantly, it's overseen by a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm on premises. I'm there. All the protocols are written by me. And anything that goes wrong, we're able to take care of that for that patient. Now, very minimally. I mean, there's very little risk for these types of things. But still, if you're that one person that gets a bad result, you want to be able to talk to somebody who can fix it. So when you go into these so-called med spas or places that could be in, you know, strip malls or wherever you're going into, or even if you're listening to this across the country, you want to be very careful. And it's okay to ask who's delivering that service. Hey, no offense, but are you a licensed professional? Who are you? Are you an esthetician? Are you a nurse? Are you a nurse practitioner? Who's injecting me? And I paid for X, Y, and Z injectable. Can I see the box? For instance, all these are medical products. They're medical grade products that can only be purchased by a physician. They all have expiration dates. That needs to be checked. So there has to be rigorous controls, hygiene controls. For instance, if you're firing a laser, you got to make sure that there's protective eyewear. There's smoke evacuators. There's, you know, the not only the person delivering the treatment has to wear a protective eyewear, the patient, surgical masks. These are medical grade treatments, and I'm not trying to scare anybody by this, but by the same token, I want to make sure that everybody's safe. And when you're going out into the public and you're educating yourself about getting one of these services and you're looking around to see where can I get this service, those are things that ought to be on your hit list as far as questions are concerned.
Well, if you're going to spend the money on it, you might as well make sure that you're feeling safe and comfortable in doing so, and that is going to happen at the Center PC. It's good to hear. They're expensive services.
Yeah. And the interesting part about this is the non-surgical aesthetics business in this country is logarithmically increasing year by year from a dollar standpoint. It is a multi-billion with a B dollar business. Whenever you have any kind of services or any kind of product that commands that kind of money, there are going to be a lot of people trying to get into that business, and they're going to try to make money in that business. And if they're qualified and they're trained to do so, fine, have at it. But there are buyer beware. There's a lot of people getting into that business that aren't qualified, and they should be. You need to be an educated consumer when you go into a med spa. And for instance, you want to go into a med spa, make sure there's a medical director present. The Indiana state law says a medical director should be on premises. Now, there could be a little bit of a gray area. He might not be in the same room. He might be on another floor, but he's got to be readily accessible to that particular place. He can't be across the state or on Skype somewhere.
And you guys are all there. There's nobody in a remote office controlling
this
business.
No, we are there. I'm the medical director for Center Yourself, but I have a partner, Dr. Pat Viscardi. When I'm not there, he's there. So during the operating hours of that spa, there's somebody there and we have nurse practitioners as well that oversee those treatments. And that's very, very important that be in place for anywhere you go.
I think a lot of people also run around the internet, social media and otherwise, and they sometimes see stuff that's being shared for, you know, certain specials or big coupons or whatever, things that are on Groupon, what have you, from different offices. How do I know, you know, whether or not those places are, if they're offering a big special offer, especially on Groupon, is it something that we can trust, or is it really, you know, it's a little bit out there. Is it kind of risky?
You know, I'm not one to, I don't want to disparage Groupon and what they're doing in terms of, you know, getting, their big thing is to get exposure. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the business and you're subscribing to Groupon and you're putting that out there, you're doing that to get exposure to a large group of people, and you're heavily, heavily discounting your services. As a medical spa, that's a business decision that they have to make as an individual. We've tried something similar to that like 20 years ago. You know, it's like, that's how long we've been doing this. We've been doing this for 26 years. And it was rough because from a business model, our services really depend on people coming in for repeat services. For instance, if you're getting fillers, it's not a one-time thing. You're going to come in, you're getting fillers. Oh, they look great, but they don't last forever. So you're going to want to come back. So typically the Groupon crowd, if you're seeing that, it's going to be rough because, I mean, you're not, if you're doing that specifically because it's discounted, just remember the next time you go in there, it's not going to be discounted.
Right. And the quality could go down in some cases based on the fact that they're now bringing in a whole chunk of people all at once.
Well, you kind of wonder if they need that.
Yeah.
Why do they need that kind of exposure? I mean, usually, you know, if you're a quality practice and you're doing those types of things in a nice way, word of mouth is going to get around, and you are going to be plenty busy short of Groupon.
Which you are, and I don't know how on earth you managed to fit me in for your time today, but I appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's fine. No, you know, to me, it's a very important message to get out to people because. Yeah. You know, when clients come into our medical spa, we don't want to get up on, you know, they're coming in for a treatment. We don't want to get up on our soapbox, so to speak, and lecture them about this, because probably if they're coming in to Center Yourself, they've already done their homework.
Yeah.
So my worry is, because I'm starting to see as people that are untrained are getting into this arena, I start to see those people coming to me then after they've gone somewhere else and been harmed.
Oh.
And I have to fix it. and it's becoming more and more frequent. And I'm very concerned, you know, that people understand before they get there, before the needle goes into your face, or before you go into that medical or for the laser treatment, or the peel, or the hair removal, whatever you're going in there for, that you know exactly what you're doing, and you're as educated as you can possibly be. Now, there's always those people that just, unfortunately, bad things can happen, and there's a certain percentage of the time that happens with anybody. But you just be very aware.
And what about folks who might be interested in, say, trying to buy some of their own, again, as you mentioned, Kleenex-type brand Botox products or otherwise, online themselves, and having... Do you have any situations where people come in and their friends have bought it online, or they bought it online and their friends try to administer it for them, and you've got to fix it? Or
well,
is this
we've
an
not
issue?
We've run into very few situations where that occurs. But you bring up a very important point, because a lot of products are available online and shouldn't be, because there are some of these products, any product you get at Center Yourself is a medical grade product that you can't buy online. It's not commercially available.
Is it illegal to buy it online?
These are controlled cosmeceuticals that can only be purchased by physicians. And what happens is somebody go out and buy any amount of this material. They might come into the Center Yourself, for instance, and buy a bunch of product and then go out and sell it or put it up on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Or, to try to sell it. And that is not legal.
Or it could be expired, as you mentioned earlier.
And you shouldn't be buying that level of product from anyone but a physician, because you don't know what you're getting, and you don't know if it's been tampered with, and you don't know how to use it. Because that's where you can really harm yourself.
Wow, that's a good point. I didn't think about tampering or the expirations and things. So
it's extremely important.
And
Botox, there was a while there. There was black market Botox on there. It was coming from overseas, and it looked like the original Botox, but there were certain ways, things that you had to look at to make sure. And there's no control. You don't know what you're getting in those vials.
And when you are doing some of these injectable services and things, is it a common practice for the anesthetician to dilute it and, do those things? We talked about them expiring, but what is diluting exactly? What does that do? Is it something that just simply ends up allowing you as the practice to get more out of it? Is that a common thing that happens? Because it's something that's probably been asked of you, I'm sure.
Well, I look at it this way. Anything that can be tampered with will be by somebody.
Yeah.
So there are certain injectables that have to be what we call reconstituted. So there's a manufacturer's recommended way of reconstituting this particular substance. For instance, botulinum toxin A has to be reconstituted. It comes in a vial. You can't even see it. It's like it's a powder. It is very minimally visible. And there's a certain dilution that you use. Otherwise, it becomes not very powerful. It's very tempting to over-dilute. That way you're getting double the amount for the same price. Unfortunately, your patient or your client is getting less Botox than they're paying for.
And that's certainly not happening at your office.
Absolutely not. And what we always tell patients and clients, I say, if you don't get your Botox here, fine. But wherever you go, ask them what dilution you're using. And it's okay to watch them dilute it. It's fine. And if they're upset that you're asking that, you're in the wrong place.
Ah, that's a good point.
So you want to make sure that, hey, what's your dilution? Are you putting 2 cc's in the vial for Botox? You putting 2.5? There's an acceptable range. If you're putting 4 cc's in a Botox vial, it's not, you're getting a real watered down version. And, Botox should last anywhere from 4 to 6 months. So when we have patients coming back in our office saying, hey, I went over here, I had Botox and it lasted 30 days, we kind of know what's going on.
Ah, okay. Well, that explains a lot. Laser equipment, we talked about very briefly for a little bit, just the fact that lasers they have to be controlled so much, they have to be dealt with in certain ways, all sorts of stuff. I'm sure they have to be recalibrated constantly and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, I'm going to get you to come over and work for us. You know a lot about this.
Well, what I'm interested in is, those things can stop working appropriately and do some real damage to something or someone, and obviously you guys are taking care of that, but can laser equipment be out of date? Can they have, people have purchased it a long time ago and still be using it, and it's past its lifespan, and that could be an issue for people?
Laser equipment's like your PC. Every day there's a new laser coming out.
I was just going to say, in that case, every 2 years we need a new laser.
And those are not inexpensive pieces of equipment. But you want to make sure that they're up to date. Now, there are some laser technologies that withstand the test of time. For instance, CO2 laser. Now, the way we deliver CO2 with fractionation and all these different way, all these different hand pieces that we could use has differed, has progressed. However, it's still CO2 technology. Now, there are other lasers that are coming out that are very, very popular. And even if they're only around for 2 or 3 years, they have to be maintained annually.
Mm-hmm.
And we have logs. There's maintenance logs for each laser. Because if that crystal or anything gets uncalibrated or out of whack and that machine doesn't shut off, you can really do some damage. You can really burn or do real damage to a client. So there has to be safety records, maintenance records for each device. And yes, absolutely, they can become outdated. Because sometimes, just like anything else, you repair this thing long enough or you maintain it long enough, it's just time to get rid of it and get a new version of it. So we make those determinations almost on an annual basis. We sit down, we look at our equipment, which is going out of date, which do we need to replace? And it's important. It's important to deliver because we have to know what we're delivering. And if you don't, you're going to hurt somebody. And if you have people that are coming into your medical spa and you're trying to make them look better and rejuvenate them, and then you do damage because you're negligent in terms of keeping something up to date, that's on you.
Yeah. And it's something that I'm sure your office takes into consideration a lot, to the point where you probably need to make sure that there are actual certified technicians, people who are administering these laser procedures right, appropriately. And you have those folks in your office.
We do. And, the reason it's so close to my heart is because in my younger days, maybe a couple of years ago, I was president of the Indiana State Medical Association. So as part of that, I interfaced with the licensure board. And their main onus at the time, or their main purpose, was to look at regulating things like liposuction, because there was a time where anybody was going to go out and buy a liposuction machine and start doing liposuction. So they started regulating liposuction, and next on their list was medical spas, and then right behind that was laser safety. And you were starting to see all these regulations now come to fruition. And they have to be followed. And when everybody's just popping up with medical spas here and there or whatever, they sometimes ignore those regulations. And
they can get in trouble for that.
Not only they can get legal trouble, but it's dangerous for the patient.
Sure.
And the whole idea behind those regulations is not just to pop more regulations onto the medical field, but it's for actual patient safety, because people were getting hurt.
Well, yeah, it's a laser, and it sounds a little bit scary, but when all these regulations are in play, you have the licensed people that are the technicians for things, you're keeping your equipment where it's supposed to be, there shouldn't be an issue.
Well, it's like Austin. Everybody thinks when they think of laser, they think Austin Powers, Step away from the laser. But it's true. I mean, these things are dangerous. They're not weapons, obviously, but
right.
In the wrong hands, they can actually be very, very dangerous. So, my main concern and my main worry is not, okay, fine. That doesn't mean everybody has to come to center yourself. I mean, but we do all that. But wherever you go, make sure all of those things are being adhered to strictly, or you're in the wrong place. And it's okay to shop. It's okay to go around.
And before we wrap up today, we've talked a bit about some of the laws and regulations that you've touched on a little bit when it comes to medical spas and really some of the work that you're doing in general. But there are a lot of different laws and regulations kind of keeping those, again, mm-hmm. all these different things in check. And again, it all sounds like it revolves around patient safety. It's really not to make it more expensive or more difficult to get an appointment or any of those things. It's to simply make sure that people, I assume, are showing up and getting the service and the product that they ordered, but also making sure it's being delivered safely and that they're hopefully getting the results that they asked for. Otherwise, they have the chance to rectify it later. And
well, these are expensive treatments.
Yeah.
They're expensive treatments. So you're spending a decent amount of money. Now, what we try to do at Center Yourself is to strike a balance between coming into a nice environment where you feel relaxed. It's a spa-like environment in the sense that you come in, we have a little bit of a waterfall there, aromatherapy, we have the massage, the facials, the hydrofacials, we have all of the nice stuff that you can get. And then we have the medical side. Now, we don't want you to, we're not bringing you in a room with bright lights and spotlights and everything where you're sitting on an OR table and you're scared to death. We still do it in a spa setting. So we've established a balance where you can come in a very relaxed, nice setting, but get these medical grade treatments that you normally can't get.
And you have a very extensive website, thecenterpc.com, that folks can go to find more information. But as we've talked about with the Spring Fling and a few other things that we've discussed, a lot of it is if you have any concerns, you have any questions, you are a little bit scared or apprehensive, or you simply don't know what you need, a consultation is best.
We and you know, from a the consultation can take any number of forms. You can come in and see me. You can come in and see one of our other licensed professionals, or you know, if you have just a question, we have a very interactive website. So when you get on thecenterpc.com, there's a location there that you can actually ask the question that you have, and we'll get an answer to you as soon as we can. I mean, it won't be every, you know, the next 30 seconds, but within a reasonable period of time. And even if you give us your contact information, we can email you the answer. And sometimes we start a dialogue that way, because some people just don't, they're a little frightened or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're maybe too busy to get, you know, make an appointment and come in. And once they get comfortable with us and you start to, you can learn who we are online. All our pictures are on there. You know who's answering your question. And then you establish a relationship with that person. You can come in, you meet them, and maybe, you know, spend a half an hour with us just talking about what are the possibilities.
Yeah, I really liked what you said earlier on, which was simply, you know, people coming in saying, I want a blank, and then you sometimes consult them that, oh, actually, this is the better route to go. It happens to be less expensive, and it happens to fulfill more of what you're looking for. And that's part of just the simple asking a question could probably do to get things started for folks.
And that you bring up a very good point, because the point, you know, people sometimes know the outcome that they want, mm-hmm. but they're not quite sure how to get there.
Yeah.
Or they've heard on the radio about a certain treatment. And they call and they say, well, I want this treatment. And okay, fine, but that treatment might not get you to the end point that you're looking for. And we can redirect you. If indeed that's the one, fine, and you're well-educated and you've done your research. But we're going to help you with that, and we're going to see what your end point is and then try to get you there.
And thecenterpc.com is the website address.
Yes.
Is there a phone number that folks can call?
There is. It's 574-968-9100, and that will get you. There's a little bit of a phone tree, mm-hmm. so hang on.
But it's best to probably jump on the website and ask a few questions, because
there's an awful lot of there's an awful lot of information on that website. Really, there is, both on the surgical side and the non-surgical side and the spa side. It's really replete with information, and it also has information on there about services that we just started, such as bioidentical hormone replacement, the weight reduction management, mm-hmm. ideal protein. We also are starting platelet-rich plasma and microneedling, which platelet-rich plasma, for those who don't know, is stem cell treatments where we can really rejuvenate your skin, hair replacement. There's some stuff there for sexual dysfunction. So that's the easiest way to put it. And then we have some other exciting things that we're going to roll out at Spring Fling. So we're really happy. We're excited. Spring Fling is our opportunity to say, hey, come look at us. It's a no-pressure situation. You're not making an appointment. You come, enjoy some good food, some good wine. You can have fun. You know, there's stuff there to have fun with. So it's a good opportunity to do that and just kind of ease your way into things.
All right. TheCenterPC.com for more details on the practice, plus Spring Fling as well. It's 98.3 The Coast.